Greetings. This is news from the Gunflint Trail. The hullabaloo in the heavens is in the rearview mirror, and September is bearing down on the trail, as in other places of the universe. Next time these radio waves come out, we'll be humming the September song, and September is spectacular. A lot of month 9 happenings come to mind, including more celestial things, like the full wild rice moon and the autumnal equinox kissing summer goodbye. Upper Trail residents experienced another week of mundane weather in Lake Country and along the trail. A couple rainy segments paired with sunshine and pleasant temps have been pretty much seasonal for our waning summer. Changes are in the making, though. Lake water temps on Gunflint and Loon Lake have slipped back into the mid to upper 60s, depending upon where one dips the thermometer. While on land, I've observed a few off-the-road spots of sugar maple, orange, and scarlet, and adolescent birch tree gold. In concert, blooms of purple asters, tansy, toadflax, or butter and eggs, and Joe Pieweed have taken the spotlight, with fireweed and oxeye daisies fading into oblivion. However, not to give up yet are uncountable patches of black-eyed Susans and goldenrod. So the technicolor floral illumination remains vivid, with a little bit old and a little bit new. Elsewhere in the moist shade of our Wildersmith yard, milk-cap mushrooms are popping into prominence. The onset of fall brings on not only movement back to school for our Cook County Viking kids, and southerly thoughts by snowbirds, but any number of Northwoods wing folk also are feeling the Southwood allure. Waves of many warblers, flickers, monarch, and red admiral butterflies are some of the first gathering to catch the Indian summer currents toward winter quarters. While speaking of furry critters, I don't believe I've spoken with one person who hasn't observed a bear somewhere along the trail in the last week. It's bears, bears, and bears. As the season is open to hunting them, one might suppose they could be seeking refuge from a hunter's slug in our neighborhoods. While this seems hard to imagine with all the baiting goodies put out by Bruno stalkers, a better guess is the population has been booming over the past couple years around the territory. I'm still getting reports of mama bears escorting up to as many as 3 or 4 cubs throughout the forest. Gathering is not limited to critters of airborne character. Dozens of rodent beings around the yard have commenced with loading up their winter stashes as well. Red squirrels and chipmunks are so underfoot, it often commands some fancy footwork to avoid squishing the little folk. One such red squirrel has adopted yours truly and is at the workshop door as regular as the sun up each day. It gets so excited when it finds me approaching, the little guy or gal doesn't pay much attention to where my big clodhoppers land. One morning recently, my furry friend took a foolish turn and by being in the wrong place at the wrong time, got caught under one of my steps. Somehow, with my aging agility and its being wiry resilient, death by crushing was averted. It managed to scramble away in a flash, only to be back waiting the next morning, still having not learned a good lesson. Wonders never cease in the natural world. After a well over a year of not seeing a whitetail in the Mile of Pine neighborhood, a doe made a cameo sprint in front of the vehicle just days ago. So in the least, there is one out this way the wolves have not found as yet. A constant in our animal world is babies have to grow up so fast. Such is the case with the loons from the nesting platform at Chickwack. Mother Loon and her 2017 chick have been staying close to home recently. Baby loon should no longer be called such, as it's bigger than mom. A digital from the bay can be found attached to my website column at wtip.org, showing the youngster on the left, A big baby indeed. A programming note from Chickwalk Nature Center reminds rock and stone enthusiasts of Sunday's presentation by Don Wendell. Don's talk on geology of the area will focus on Saganagaw batholith, the same formation on which the museum and nature center were built. The program begins at 2 p.m. Lastly, on behalf of organizer Judy Edlin, I'm giving another shout-out for pie donations to the social at Chickwalk a week from Sunday, September 3rd. Please don't make Judy call you. Bakers, you do the calling. 388-4400. Just like old Uncle Sam used to tout, we need you and your talent for sweetness. For WTIP, this is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith, where every day is great while watching the dawning of a new season.